welcome to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings, where we dive deep into the heart of company earnings calls to extract the juicy details and translate them into plain English for all you casual investors out there. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm Kira, ready to dissect the numbers and narratives with precision. Today, we're unpacking the latest earnings call from Arm, a major player in the semiconductor industry.
That's right, Kira. Arm just wrapped up their fiscal year with some eye-popping numbers. They reported a whopping 47% year-over-year revenue growth for the fourth quarter. That's nearly half again as much as last year, folks.
Indeed, Jackie. The CEO, Rene Haas, highlighted that this growth was driven by several factors, including the acceleration of V9 adoption and a significant 60% year-on-year increase in licensing revenue. This is largely due to increased R&D investment aimed at capturing opportunities in AI.
AI seems to be the magic word these days, doesn't it? Arm's strategy involves what they call compute subsystems, which are basically blocks of intellectual property bundled into a full solution. This not only saves their customers time, but also boosts performance.
Exactly, Jackie. And speaking of performance, let's talk about their royalty revenue, which is up 37% year-on-year. This growth is primarily driven by the shift from V8 to V9 technology, which not only offers better royalties, but also supports more CPUs inside each chip.
More CPUs mean more power. And it's not just about power, it's about efficiency too. Arm's technology is being used in everything from smartphones to automotive and even data centers. Google, for instance, announced their Axion processor based on Arm for their data centers.
That's a significant endorsement, Jackie. Data centers require efficient, high-performing chips, and Arm's ability to deliver on these fronts is making them a preferred choice. This ties back to their financials, where we see a strong forecast for the upcoming fiscal year with expected revenue growth of 17% to 27%.
And let's not forget the fun part for all you investors, dividends. Well, not exactly dividends here, but Arm's financial health could be a signal for potential future returns. They've grown from $1 billion in revenue to a forecast near $4 billion in just a few years.
To wrap up, Arm's strategic investments in AI and efficient computing architectures are paying off handsomely. Their focus on licensing and royalty revenue streams, bolstered by strong demand for their technology, positions them well for sustained growth.
Thanks for that breakdown, Kira. It looks like Arm's future is as bright as a supernova. But before we launch into more cosmic comparisons, let's take a short break to hear about Zeed, our sponsor for today's episode. Stay tuned. This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit Zeed.ai. Now let's zoom in on Arm's licensing revenue, which has seen a meteoric rise of 60% year over year. It's like watching a rocket launch, Kira.
Absolutely, Jackie. This surge in licensing revenue is a testament to Arm's strategic pivot towards AI and advanced chip technologies. They're not just selling chips. They're licensing a blueprint for the future of tech.
Speaking of blueprints, let's talk about Arm's V9 adoption. It's not just a new version, it's a revolution in chip technology offering more power and efficiency. This has led to a 37% increase in royalty revenue. It's like every new chip is adding more coins to Arm's treasure chest.
Indeed. And it's not just about the revenue. The adoption of V9 technology signifies a shift in market dynamics. Arm is setting a new standard, pushing the entire industry towards more efficient and powerful computing solutions.
And let's not overlook the strategic partnerships that are fueling this growth. Arm's collaboration with giants like Google for their Axion processor is a major win. It's like having a VIP ticket to the most exclusive tech party in town.
These partnerships are crucial, Jackie. They not only validate Arm's technology, but also enhance its market presence and penetration. It's a symbiotic relationship where both Arm and its partners thrive.
Now, shifting gears to the financial outlook, Arm expects a revenue of $3.80 to $4.1 billion for the fiscal year 2025. That's a growth of 17% to 27% year over year. It's like Arm is on a financial escalator going only up.
That's a solid projection, Jackie. It reflects not only the current success, but also the confidence in sustained growth. Arm's strategic investments and market positioning are clearly paying dividends, metaphorically speaking.
And speaking of investments, ARM's R&D focus is sharper than ever. They're not just keeping up with trends, they're creating them. This proactive approach is what keeps them ahead in the race.
To wrap up, ARM's journey is a classic case of strategic foresight meeting opportunity. Their focus on AI, efficient computing, and strategic partnerships is setting them up for a future where they continue to lead and redefine the tech landscape.
Thanks, Kira, for those insights. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, understanding these financial narratives can help you make informed decisions. Until next time, keep your investments smart and your curiosity sharp. This earnings call podcast is generated completely using artificial intelligence and does not constitute financial advice. You should always do your own research before making an investment decision. And as with all investing, your capital will be at risk. The analysis and commentary related to companies' financial performance does not represent official views or guidance from Zeed, the producer of this podcast, nor the companies covered. For more information, visit zeed.ai.